The Man from Waterloo. It was the man from Waterloo, when work in town was slack, who took the track, as bushmen do, and humped his swag out back. He tramped for months without a bob, for most the sheds were full, until at last he got a job at picking up the wool. He found the work was rather rough, but swore to see it through, for he was made of sterling stuff, the man from Waterloo. The first remark was like a stab that fell his ear upon. 'Twas, "There's another something scab the boss has taken on." They couldn't let the townie be, they sneered like anything. They'd mock him when he'd sound the G in words that end in ing. There came a man from Ironbark, and at the shed he shore, he scoffed his victuals like a shark, and like a fiend he swore. He'd shorn his flowing beard that day, he found it hard to reap, because 'twas hot and in the way while he was shearing sheep. His loaded fork in grimy halt was poised, his jaws moved fast, impatient till his throat could bolt the mouthful taken last. He couldn't stand a something toff, much less a jackaroo. He swore to take the trimmings off the man from Waterloo. The town he saw, he must be up or else be underneath. And so one day before them all, he dared to clean his teeth. The men came running from the shed. He'd shouted, "Here's a lark! It's gone to clean his tooties," said the man from Ironbark. His feeble joke was much enjoyed. He sneered as bullies do, and with a scrubbing brush he guyed the man from Waterloo. The jackaroo made no remark, but peeled and waded in, and soon the man from Ironbark had three teeth less to grin. And when they knew that he could fight, they swore to see him through, because they saw that he was right, the man from Waterloo. Now, in a shop in Sydney near the bottle on the shelf, the tale is told with trimmings by the jackaroo himself. "They made my life a hell," he said. "They wouldn't let me be. They set the bully of the shed to take it out of me." The dirt was on him like a sheath. He seldom washed his fizz. He sneered because I cleaned me teeth. I guess I dusted his. I treated them as they deserved. I signed on one or two. "They won't forget me soon," observed the man from Waterloo.